everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the weekly business podcast by Ruhi, hosted by Ruhi Kazi. So this podcast is for entrepreneurs, marketers, podcasters, and much more. In this podcast series, I'll be bringing on experts, industry, and thought leaders to share their insight, growth strategies, etc. on many topics ranging from marketing to the music industry and beyond. Today, I'm joined by a very special guest, Christine Blosdale, who's also a host of her own podcast, Out of the Box, which she's been running for about 4 years. So, Christine, would you love to give a quick introduction about yourself to the audience?
Sure, I would love to. I'm Christine Blosdale, and as Ruhia was saying, that I am the host of a podcast show called Out of the Box with Christine, the podcast for conscious folk. And really, it's targeting entrepreneurs, people who are starting business, who want to maybe create a business out of their podcast or YouTube channel. And I'm also an intuitive business coach and podcast trainer. So I work with clients on developing their podcast, YouTube channel, and helping them write a book as well. I have a few clients that are doing that through their podcast. And I'm the author of the number one Amazon bestseller, international bestseller, Your Amazing Itty Bitty Podcast Book, The Top 15 Reasons Why You Need to Tap Into the Power and Profits of Podcasting. And I'm happy to say that it's gotten some great reviews. I'm very, very excited about that. That means people are reading it and they're getting started into the world of podcasting. And that to me is the best news of all. And I understand you are embarking on this amazing journey as well. So welcome to the wonderful world of podcasting, Ruhi.
Yeah, thank you so much for the kind words, and you have an amazing story to tell, and I can't wait for the audience to hear about it today. So my kind of first point that I would like to address is, so how does one start a podcast? Like, what is the software involved, and how do you know what sort of niche you want to focus on?
Yeah, when I work with my clients and coaching, the number one question is it's actually not even like how much money do you have budgeted for this process. It really is the main thing is, why do you want to have a podcast? What's your reason for having a podcast? Is it just because, you know, your friends are doing it, or, you know, you want to jump on the boat of that? Or do you have a passion? Do you have an expertise that just you're very good at, and you can share that with others? That is a great motivation. Maybe you want to help a group of people. Maybe you want to bring awareness to people with autism, or maybe to vegetarianism, or maybe to the LGBTQ community, or people with different abilities. I don't like to say disabled, because I think it's much better to say differently abled. But whatever your passion is, if you have a burning desire, that's the most important thing to begin the process, because there'll be some work involved. Yes, there'll be some frustrations maybe in the beginning, but when you have that passion and that determination, it really fuels your work, and it comes across in your communication with people. The other thing I really teach my clients is the art of the interview, because you can have the best microphone and the fastest computer and all of the technical, you know, wizardry that is available. But if you don't know how to conduct an interview and really make the show entertaining, engaging, or educational, then you'll lose your audience like right away. And so I always try and tell people, don't make this an infomercial about your business or something you want to sell. But more importantly, get the audience interested in your discussion. And then along the way, you can, and we'll talk about this briefly, how you can generate income from your podcast. But you got to build up that audience, and you have to build up their trust and their interest in the way that you communicate with your guests. So that's really the most important. And that has nothing to do with equipment. That has to do with your approach at doing your podcast. Now, when it comes to equipment, of course, the most important thing is a really good microphone. And there's a lot of different ones that you can get. There's amazing technology that's actually very affordable. you just have to decide if you're going to go the easy route and do like a USB microphone that you just plug into your computer, or if you want to step outside the box a little bit and go with an XLR connection, and then you have to have a couple other little pieces just to make that sound really good when you're presenting your podcast. But there's a few things, you know, as you know, there's a few things that you do need. Of course, a really great solid Wi-Fi connection is wonderful, and then all the different software that you want to use is something that you can piece together as you go. And we're going to talk about a little bit later, I have a resource for your listeners as well as my gift to them, so they can get started with suggestions, recommendations for microphones, software, all that stuff.
I loved your point on kind of the art of interviewing, and thank you so much for the opportunity for the listeners as well on how they can kickstart their own sort of podcast as well. And yeah, so thanks for sharing.
My pleasure.
So then how does someone kind of identify which niche and which demographic they want to be targeting with their podcast?
Well, I think it depends on your expertise. I have a few clients that have a wide range of skill sets. I always say that if you're going to be doing a podcast and talking about something that you're an expert in, even if it's the art of conversation, because it doesn't have to be a technical or even a genre-specific type podcast. If you have the good gift of gab and you're a great communicator, you can just be actually talking to people and having stories, you know, have a story type podcast. Or if you're very funny and you know other funny people, you can have a comedy podcast. The popular ones, of course, there's a whole range, but true crime, for some reason, really, I don't know why, but true crime is a very, very popular genre. There's, of course, there's comedy. There's this new thing coming around, and I love the idea, the concept of this. It's called the micro podcast. And that is a really great idea for people who are just starting out, who are a little nervous about doing a full hour or even a half hour format. And the micro podcast is literally, the ones that I've seen are about 5 minutes. And I know that sounds insanely short, and it is, but our attention span as human beings, as you know, has shrunk and shrunk and shrunk to the point where really a lot of most people who listen to podcasts, a lot of times they'll only listen to the first 10 minutes and then they get sidetracked or life is busy, things are going on. So these micro podcasts are only 5 minutes long, and it's usually a host introducing somebody and then they ask them like one question. And so you can actually target your niche towards that one question. So it could be for beginning entrepreneurs, or it could be for entrepreneurs who want to learn more about social media. And you could ask someone who's a social media expert, what's the one tip or the one software or the one program that you use and you want to share with others? You can do a health and wellness podcast and ask someone who's a fitness expert or a nutritionist, what's the one piece of advice that you give to people to stay happy and healthy? So it doesn't have to be a long format. It can be short. And those micro podcasts, like I say, are actually very clever, and they get a lot of subscribers because it's kind of in 5 minutes, you get a little daily dose of a podcast, which I think is quite smart.
That's an interesting kind of concept. And I've also seen somebody also, he was doing a text interview style. So instead of doing a real like podcast, audio podcast, he was doing outreach to these influencers or whatever it may be. And he was just doing a text. So it was just like Instagram messaging kind of, and asking them questions. And that also had a lot of value in it. And that was a very interesting concept that I had seen as well. So yeah, there's a lot of innovation in the space as well, I feel.
Well, and also you want to think a little bit outside the box, because we can see and hear the majority of the population. That doesn't mean that everybody who enjoys podcasts, you know, there's people who enjoy podcasts who are not able to see, who are blind. So you have to recognize that, and then being able to give being able to give people who can't hear the ability to actually enjoy a podcast is something that more and more podcasters really need to consider. And it's just expanding your market, of course, but it's also paying tribute and honoring those people who maybe can't hear and see as well as, you know, everybody else that you're thinking, the majority. But when it comes to your niche, it comes to something that I like to consider low-hanging fruit. In other words, what's the easiest thing that you can talk about for days? What's the one thing that comes to you so easy that it's not work, it's exciting for you and enjoyable for you? And that might be tinkering on old cars, or that might be planting gardens, or that might be reading novels. There's an audience for you. And that's what I really want to drive home. Whatever it is that you do, there is an audience for you. And you don't have to pick a subject matter or a genre that a lot of the podcasters are going towards. Pick something that's easy for you to talk about and that you enjoy talking about. And there'll be a need for that.
I hadn't really thought much about that whole see and hear concept that you've addressed today. So how does one kind of format their podcast in such a way that it does also take into consideration about the see and hear that you've just discussed today?
Well, one aspect, and I'm working on doing that myself right now, I'm working on getting a really, really good transcriber so that, see, I have, my podcast is, I created in audio for, of course, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeartRadio and those platforms, but I also do a video component, and the video component goes up on YouTube. I did that because I can reach more people with my podcast on YouTube than just the audio platforms. So I do mine in both audio and video format. Now, with the video format, the great thing about it is that you have the ability to have the captions. So that would be running at the bottom of the screen. So for those people who have hearing disabilities, who maybe don't have full functioning hearing or are completely deaf, they can enjoy the conversation and gain the information and knowledge and wisdom that my guests are imparting on them. So that's one thing that I'm going towards right now. And when you had just talked about the texting aspect, I just thought that was actually another thing that was quite interesting for people who are deaf, that they can enjoy the content a little bit more. Obviously, with video, someone who is blind is not going to be able to see, but they can hear the video, and is of course the regular format of podcasts on the audio versions, they can hear that. So it's just, I think, being aware of that, and maybe even doing a show on it. You know, why not? Why not do a show on podcast listeners who are blind and how we can make those programs more accessible to them so that they can enjoy them as well?
That's a great point of kind of how to use podcasting to bring awareness of certain issues that may be swept under the rug, we could say.
Oh, yes. And that's one of, you know, the book that I have out, the Your Amazing Itty Bitty Podcast book, the subtitle is The Top 15 Reasons Why You Need to Tap into the Power and Profits of Podcasting. And one of those reasons is to be an advocate and to help bring attention to issues that nobody, you know, talks about or they're not aware of. I did a show a few months ago with a wonderful, an amazingly strong woman who is so brave, and she told her story. She's from Sierra Leone, I believe, yes. And she told her story of having the soul-crushing experience of FGM, or female genitalia mutilation. And her whole nonprofit here, well, in the United States, her whole mission is to gain awareness that it's happening in the United States and what the effect is on young girls and women psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, and physically, what it is, and And she's just speaking out from someone who's experienced it and trying to raise awareness. Now, that was one of the most powerful shows I've ever done. And I don't think I was crying in this podcast because I actually felt her pain and the millions of other young girls who had gone through that. And it was an important show to bring awareness. And I've got a lot of comments on that. They were like, oh my goodness, you know, thank you for bringing up this, this important aspect of people's lives, and they became more aware of it. And so you never know what, you know, with a podcast show, who you can affect. I've done a show with a master narcissist, and this show, the first one I did, I have done a series of three shows with this master narcissist. I posted that on YouTube, and I got close to, it's almost 300,000 views. And the comments and the people saying thank you for this, because I thought I was crazy, I thought I was overreacting, I thought I was sensitive, and I realized that I was married to a narcissist. And they get healing from that. They understand now what the narcissist does. So you can use your show for doing good in the world and helping people out. And that's what I encourage people to do that as much as they can.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I also love your point on kind of putting your podcast out there on YouTube as well, because there's a lot of organic reach that you can get on YouTube more than even any social media platform. So yeah, thanks for sharing that. And you shared a lot about the impact that your podcast had on you as well, and yes, the value that it was delivering to your audience. So that's kind of like a very good combination.
Thank you very much. Yes, and I will, and anybody that I work with, I always tell them, you've got to put your podcast on YouTube, because YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world, and it's owned by the number one search engine in the world. So that's where people are going for information, and that's where they're going to learn how to, you know, how to start a podcast, how to be, you know, financially independent, how to apply makeup, how to cook a lasagna. They're looking for content and videos in so many different subjects. So whatever your niche is, whatever your, the podcast that you're doing, whatever the program is, there's an audience for you, and it's on YouTube as well as the traditional platforms.
Yeah, that's a great point. So now kind of taking it home. So what are your kind of best strategies and tips and all for the power of podcasting?
Well, I teach my clients and guide them in the process of using your podcast as a business builder. Because as you know, with COVID, everybody, the way that we did business, this just not happening anymore. So brick and mortar stores, retailers, everybody has got to really think outside of the box, so to speak. And I always teach them how to make a podcast be their business builder. And personally, I use my podcast not only, of course, to promote other people and what they're doing, but I also insert from time to time my own ads, my own promotions, and that's usually to promote my coaching services, or to promote my book, or to promote my webinars that they've already been created, and they are simple clicks where people can click on it and sign up for numerous different programs that I have. They can sign up for a coaching session with me. They can join the boot camp. I have a coaching boot camp that I do twice a month. And so what I do is I insert that in the podcast. The whole show is not about what I do or trying to sell anybody anything, but I use those spots to promote my own work. And so you can take your podcast and you can do that. You could take your podcast show and episodes from your podcast. You can turn it into a book. You can turn it into a blog. You can turn it into a training course, a webinar. You can do so much to it. You can repurpose your content many, many ways. And that's what I really, really encourage people to do. Sometimes if you don't want to go the route of making a book, you can even just make an ebook out of the shows that you've done, taking the transcripts and using that content over and over and over again. and establishing yourself as an expert in what you do and the guests that you bring onto the show. So that's a couple ideas.
Yeah, those are some great suggestions, and I will be sure to check out the ebook thing as well, like the ebook extension. That seems to be a very interesting idea, and because I already have all these like notes about the podcast, so it'd be interesting to convert it into something that's also valuable for others as well, and more long form version.
Exactly, and it's, you want to give as much as you can. You know, I really do believe that what you give out comes back to you. And if you come from the standpoint of, listen, I'm like a tree and I have apples, and it's not like a thing of if everybody picks the apples, then there's no more apples. You're a tree, so you can keep growing those apples. And the more that you establish yourself as an expert and you reach out to people and you dialogue with them, the better. I think that's extremely important. And then speaking of ebooks too, I wanted to offer to your listeners a free gift, a complimentary gift from me. And that is an ebook called So You Want Your Own Podcast Show. And it is a very easy to follow ebook with clickable links on microphones, suggested microphones in different price ranges, as well as the different software suggestions for your theme music, and all little tips and tricks to help you get started and get you on your way, and also help motivate you as well. So that I would like to gift to your listeners for free, and you can include the link and the promo code as well, which is very simple. It's podcast 2222, all caps, podcast 2222, at that link that we'll be supplying the listeners as a gift.
Wow, thank you so much for your generous kind of value that you're going to provide to the audience today. And yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity as well to have you on this podcast show talking about your podcasting journey and how people can kickstart their own kind of podcast as well. So what is your take on the power of podcasting?
I think we can do so much with it. And I think it's really important to realize too, when you're creating your podcast, that you never know who is going to be listening. You never know who is going to be consuming your podcast and being moved by it, or made to laugh, or given that inspiration that they needed. Maybe you have a podcast on overcoming cancer, or being, you know, someone who has gone through cancer and you've been able to become healthy and happy, and it's changed your life in some way. Share that knowledge and share that insight with others, because you might be talking to somebody who's really in a low space right now, and maybe someone who needs to hear that. Or if you have a suicide awareness episode, I've done that as well. And you just never know. Maybe it's someone who's considered it, who is really troubled right now, and just hearing you or your guest talk about this and give them resources, give them information, give them phone numbers, give them web addresses, give them something so that if they need to reach out to somebody that they can. The power of that is so beautiful. And that's what I want people to think, to take away from this, is that it's not just for your own ears. Imagine that it can be anybody that's listening, and it might affect someone in a very profound way.
Yeah, that's a great point about kind of adding call to actions and next steps, just not just the podcast, but also beyond that, looking beyond the podcast. So what are your kind of take and strategies of how you market your podcast? Like, what is your kind of approach towards marketing?
I focus so much on content that I don't even focus that much on the marketing aspect. I do have my podcast website. I do have a companion website, and I recommend anybody that is creating a podcast, you definitely want to have a companion website. And it doesn't have to be a full website if you've already got another one. If you have a main one, I have ChristineBlasdale.com, and that holds all of my information for my book, the podcast, my boot camp, my coaching, my speaking of reels, my videos, and things like that. But I have out of the box with Christine.com directed to a page on my website. And that way, people can go to your podcast website and they can see how to get in touch with you if they want to be a guest, links to past episodes, where your podcast is up and running, so that if they prefer, maybe they don't like Spotify, maybe they like Apple Podcasts instead. So give them as much information as you can. And that also helps in the search engines. And I join a lot of Facebook groups, especially I do women in business. I work, I'm in a lot of interactive Facebook groups on podcasting. And that's super, super important because you need to network with others. And I'll give your guests, I'll give your listeners a really good tip. There is a website and an amazing service that they can use, and it's called Podcast Guests, that's plural, podcastguests.com. And I don't make any money from them at all, but I refer all my clients to them. You can go there and you can either look for guests to be on your show. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I want to do a show, but I don't know who to reach. I don't know how to. There's a full directory of guests, experts in their field, and you can look at their picture, you can look at their biography and see if they're a fit. But also, this is how I market my podcast. I actually go on there and I look for people who have podcast shows that their topics or their genre fits mine, and I simply write them and I say, hi, I'd love to be a guest on your show. I have this podcast show myself. I'm a podcast coach, and I have, of course, I have a podcast book. But I just directly ask them because there's so many podcasters out there. There's like almost a million podcasts, and they're looking for guests every day. So you can promote your show, and if you're very clever, you can communicate with other people and do a swap. And that is, I'll be on your show and promoting what I'm doing, my business, my show, and you can come on mine and do the same. And that's a really great win-win strategy because you both win. You tap into their audience that doesn't know who you are, and they tap into yours. So you just got to do a little bit of your homework and make sure you really like their podcast and you like who they are. Don't just you know, throw pasta on the window, on the door, and see if it sticks. You got to really connect with that podcaster for them to listen to you and invite you on their show.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. That was an amazing tip of kind of using podcast directories as well. So not just limiting yourself to Facebook groups, but there are also dedicated things out there, like websites that you've mentioned today, like podcastguest.com, which already have more than 200,000 kind of guests on the show, which you can kind of do a collaboration with, and you can also do a swap. That's an interesting idea as well. So thanks for sharing. And so now, kind of before we close, so what is kind of your best strategies and best tips and tricks for people who want to start their own podcast?
I think number one, it's to not get overwhelmed and don't spread yourself out too far, too thin. If you start small and you start simple, that's one of the best ways to go. And that means just getting your basics down, making sure you have a good Wi-Fi connection, making sure you have a decent computer with, you know, storage, external drive, if that's what it is. Because these files, they can be large after a while. But the most important thing technically would be to get a decent microphone, and then really to save you a lot of time, energy, frustration, and money is to work with a mentor or a coach just to get you through the rough patches, get you up and running so that you have confidence, and teach you, not just say, okay, you have to come to me and I'll edit your show and I'll make sure that it's up on, you know, Apple Podcasts and all that. If you can, and you have the time and the energy and the wherewithal, try and work with a coach that actually teaches you how to do these things, how to record, how to have an interview, how to follow up, how to do a guest release form, how to do all these things. And then that way you can be in charge of your podcast. And when you want to when you want to edit, you'll know how to do it. When you want to shoot it up into the RSS feed, you'll know how to do it. When you want to transfer it, make it into a video, you'll know how to do it. And then you gain control, and that's the way to go. I really try and steer people away from, oh, I'm going to sign up with this podcast platform that does everything for me and it's free, and nothing is free because you'll lose control, and you need to keep control of your stats and of your placement and on all these platforms. So I highly encourage you to work with a coach or a mentor, either in your local area, or the beautiful thing about Zoom and the internet, you can be talking to someone clear across the planet. I have clients that are in Mumbai. I have a couple in the UK, a lot of them in the United States, California, Florida, New York, and a few here in Australia. So really, you can work with people that you resonate with and you feel good with all over the world, but seek that person out so you don't spend a lot of money and frustration getting started.
Yeah, those are some great tips and strategies, and I also will probably also need to look for a mentor as well so that I can kind of streamline and understand better how to create my podcast and how to market and whatever the other thing areas that I may need to know for podcasting as well, because I also don't have that much knowledge, so I have to learn, I guess, keep on learning every day.
Well, and I learn every day too. So don't feel frustrated, because every single day there's new technologies and new software that makes our job much easier and can enhance our podcast in ways that we didn't even know. I mean, every single day there's literally new stuff coming out, and that's what I like to share with people. But if you like, and any of your listeners would like a complimentary strategy session, I'd love to talk to you. I offer that. It's a 20-minute strategy session, and I can find out where you're at, where you want to go, and how far you are, what your knowledge base is, and I can help you out in any way possible if you like. The time zone difference isn't too bad, so that's actually good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity for people who want to kickstart and they want some kind of direction as well on how their podcast is going and just like what strategy that they can create to have more kind of motivation to keep on going.
That's the idea. And not to be overwhelmed, because that's 90% of my job as a coach is to bring people that kind of rein them in a little bit, because they're like, what about this? And oh my gosh, I have to do this and this and this and this. And it's like, no. You don't have to do it all right away. But there are some just basic steps, some fundamental things that you want to make sure that you take care of in the beginning. Then you can get creative, and then you can have that learning curve and upskill. And like I said, there's so many resources out there that are free or very inexpensive. So anybody can have a podcast. Anybody can start a podcast. It's just how much you put into it. It's like life. It's like relationships. How much time do you want to put into it? How much effort do you want to put into it?
Those are some great closing points that you've shared today. So thank you so much.
Bilingual podcast and post it on YouTube. You will blow your mind how many people will become subscribers.
Now, just a small request. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the podcast in Apple Podcast. Or if you're listening on Spotify, make sure you follow there, subscribe, and share the podcast with other people. Hope you learned something new today, and looking forward to connecting next week.